It's ETF of the Week time right now on Money Life, and that means Tom Lydon is here. Tom, of course, the editor at ETFtrends.com, where they don't just talk about Tom's picks or whatever. They give you everything you could need to know about ETFs from soup to nuts. So it's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom's here on the show. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Global X MSCI Greece ETF, ticker symbol GREK.
That's right. It's Greek minus one E. GREK is the ticker symbol. The Global X MSCI Greece ETF. Now, I'm not sure that anybody has noticed just how well Greece has been doing this year, if only because Greece scared everybody out of it a couple years back around the time of the Olympics when it was, isn't Greece failing? Isn't Greece awful? So why should people jump into this ETF now when, if you've missed the run so far, well, you've missed an enormous gain? Isn't that actually the wrong time to be jumping in?
Well, I think you've hit one of the main points, Chuck. Here's another example where ETFs can be specific to a certain area. And you're right. Greece was in trouble. They were in big trouble financially. But nobody's really talked about the rebound. There were a lot of austerity measures that were in place, and Greece has actually stuck to those. Most recently, Greece came out with a budget surplus that was positive, almost 1% of GDP last year. The average investor doesn't know that. And if the average investor knows that and knows that there's a turnaround in place, number one, and others are kind of picking up on it. So, for example, so far year to date, this ETF is up over 26%, in contrast to the European 50 index, which is up just about 8%. Huge difference. There's some momentum here. Emerging markets, for example, are up 17%. So Greece is even performing better than emerging markets right now. So the trend is in place. There's definite momentum and flow. But the other thing, when you look at the fundamentals, the PE of this index is only 11.6 compared to over 20 that you're paying in the U.S. Investors need to think about global allocation more. I really like broad-based indices for sure, but if you've got the knowledge and you also have the time to follow short-term trends within specific areas, here's a great example of where you still have the ability to catch Greece on the rebound. Use a 200-day average. Make sure you're in touch with the fundamentals, but also watch the technicals very closely.
You talked about how Greece is outperforming other emerging markets countries. For investors who have been going towards emerging markets, and there's been a lot of talk that way of late, is the issue here you want to tilt, or is the issue that, hey, in your standard emerging markets fund, you're getting mostly BRIC, you're getting mostly Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and you're not getting very much Greece. So congratulations, you missed out on this.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Chuck, but you think about the average investor. Either you're on one or two sides of the coin. You're a long-term allocator, and if that's the case, when you look at Greece and its overall market capitalization, it's really, really small. So it really is a specific play. In most cases, as we're talking about it, it's a short-term play or a specific allocation where you want to see a trend develop and ride that trend for as long as it exists. And if you just look at GREK on its 200-day average, probably based on the fundamentals and the current trends that are in place, it was a long, painful decline for Greece, and it's starting to make its way back a little bit, nowhere near where it was before. So maybe it's one of those things where if you've got some money that's available and you like investing and you like monitoring trends, but don't buy this and forget about it. It's one of those things that really needs to be monitored on a regular basis.
Is your money for this coming from your emerging markets allocation, or is it coming from someplace else?
I think it would have to be new money. I wouldn't take money away from emerging markets. If you're fully invested and you're fine with the way you're fully invested, great. If you're tend to have a trend following technique that's working for you, a 200-day average or a 50-day average or something like that, probably some areas that you're allocating to might have gone below their moving average. Does that freeze up money that you might be able to put into something like this? It's most importantly a great example of the expanded use of ETFs in the marketplace. And here's an opportunity where people were looking at an area of the world that was doing very bad for an extended period of time, and it's somewhat come back to life.
It's a 200-day moving average play, so you're holding it until it drops below?
That's right.
There you have it. It is the Global X MSCI Greece ETF, ticker symbol GREK. That's right, Greek minus an E, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the site, and if you want even more information, follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. And while you're at it, follow Tom, too. He's at Tom Lydon. All right, that was a great way to start the Thursday, June the 22nd edition of Money Life. But a great way to start means we've got a long way to go, and it's going to be equally great. So settle back and relax. This is Money Life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.